Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Allison Van Inenam joining us once again from UC Davis. We're back with Allison after this.
Your New Holland dealer has a serious question for you. Are you running your farm or ranch the smartest way you can? Think about it. Really give it some thought. You're an expert in feeding your herd. It requires hard work and commitment 365 days a year. For quality forage for your animals, count on equipment that's built New Holland Smart. Like disc mower conditioners with clean cut quality and gentle effective conditioning, or round balers that provide dense uniform bales. New Holland has the equipment you need to work smart. Successful farming and ranching requires smart thinking, and smart thinking starts by choosing the most reliable tools that produce the best results. Season after season, from start to finish, New Holland has the equipment that's smart for the way you work. The Ready to Roll sales event is here. Visit your local New Holland dealer today or readytoroll.newholland.com for great deals like our friends and family promotion.
Livestock producers are all about producing food, trying to feed a hungry world, offering protein for a growing population. Well, there are those that don't like the way that animal agriculture has progressed in recent decades. They want to go back to the old ways. They say that these new technology advances are somehow evil, that they are going to be producing all kinds of unintended consequences. They point to genetic modification or cloning. They say that that's bad for animal agriculture and for society. But if you go back to some of the earlier practices that we now consider fairly normal, those earlier practices, when they were first introduced, were also considered bad. Dr. Allison Van Edeman, who's a professor at the University of California, Davis, in their animal science department, points to one technology that we're used today that's been very useful for animal agriculture, but was considered of the devil.
I think we will get over some of the hurdles. You know, when artificial insemination was first introduced in the 40s, there's a really interesting literature of the social unrest that caused, and people were worried that these were going to be freaks of nature and ungodlike creatures, and a lot of the arguments that are used against this. And I think what we're seeing is the development, particularly of genetic engineering, is starting to take off in countries that have real food needs, food security needs, and are adopting technology in a big way. And so particularly in countries like Brazil and Argentina and China, the governments there are investing in this technology. They're supportive of this technology because they have people that are hungry. And I think that is a really big driver in technology adoption. And I think, you know, if you're someone that's well-fed, you can be a little bit more choosy about whether or not you want to adopt a particular production system or support a particular production system. But, you know, I think the expression is that a hungry man has just one problem. And so I think that food insecurity will really drive the adoption of these technologies in developed countries.
So they're going to be the leaders, and we'll be playing catch-up in a lot of ways.
Unfortunately, what's happened is, you know, a lot of the technologies that we've developed in the U.S. are now being almost photocopied in other countries, if you will. Those companies will move to countries that want to use this technology and that have a regulatory process in place to ensure the safety of the product, but also to enable technology to come to market. And I think that's the benefit balance, you know, cost-benefit balance that has to be looked at when you're looking at these technologies. And I think at the moment we've got too much emphasis on the risk end of things and not enough consideration of the benefits end of things.
Allison Van Inenam on the value of biotech. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, I'm Hannah, a proud student salesperson of Blue and Gold Sausage. Right now, students just like me around the state are selling delicious Blue and Gold breakfast sausage, thick sliced bacon, and chicken tenders. When you buy Blue and Gold, you're supporting fundraising for educational programs for students in our community. We like to call it food for thought. To find out who's selling Blue and Gold in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com today. Blue and Gold Sausage, giving never tasted so good.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.